This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
All right, and hello, and what's up, everybody? Thank you for listening. This is Russell talking to Diva Marquez, and I'm coming to you live from Detroit, right here in Detroit, Michigan, obviously. And this is Russell Talk in the D. But first of all, I want to give my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, a moment of praise, because without him, there's no me. Without him giving me the ability to do this, I just wouldn't be here. And I believe that 100% that it's because of God that he puts me in this, put me in these positions to do a show like this, you know. So I got to give him the glory, got to give him the praise before I even talk about anything related to wrestling. We got another good show for you today, another blessed show for you today. We have none other than the person of Luke Gallows, Impact Wrestling. Luke Gallows will be joining us in a few short minutes. Also, Jordan Garber will be tagging along as well. He will be joining me in a few minutes, but again, we have Impact Wrestling's Luke Gallows that will be joining us relatively shortly right here on Wrestle Talking to D. It's a beautiful time to be a wrestling fan. So many things are going on in the world of wrestling, and I'm just thankful that we have wrestling, you know. Just super, super, super thankful that we have wrestling. There's so many things in this life that we can be bent out of shape about. There's so many things in life that we can be frustrated about. There's so many things in life that we can be irritated about. There's just so many things in life that makes us unhappy. So as I was saying earlier, I'm really starting to count my blessings when it comes to wrestling. Again, wrestling is an escape. You know, wrestling is the type of escape that you forget about your problems, you forget about your bills, you forget about all the incidentals that's going on in your life. So I'm very thankful that we have professional wrestling to escape to. And I'm really starting to understand that it's a blessing to be able to have professional wrestling as an escape for us. So thank God for that. And yes, I said earlier we're going to be talking to Mr. Luke Gallows, Doc Gallows, one of my favorite professional wrestlers. He's kind enough to join this show, and he's actually called in right now. I believe that's him. But before I bring him on, I want to say this. Nobody has to accept your invitation. Nobody has to accept your invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party, an invitation to anniversary, an invitation to a wedding. Nobody has to say yes. Nobody has to stop what they're doing to join you, whether, like I say, whether it's an anniversary, wedding, or even a podcast. So I'm so thankful to have Mr. Gallows joining us tonight on Wrestle Talk, and indeed right here from Detroit. So I believe this is him calling in. So without further ado, let us welcome Mr. Gallows on to Wrestle Talk and Indeed. Hello, Mr. Gallows.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing today, sir?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Thank you for saying yes. I know you probably have 1,000 other people asking you to be on their show, so I want to say thank you for coming on to the show.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's good to be here. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing a bit of a little media blitz to try to get some people to watch this crazy pay-per-view event that we have coming. I'd like to thank everybody listening who tuned into Slammiversary Saturday night, who listened to our podcast and then clicked over to YouTube, saw the announcement, and then tuned into Slammiversary. It was awesome to trend number one worldwide, and then tune in Tuesday night for Impact on Access. So big thank you to everybody for that.
Absolutely. And I know we only have a short time to talk, and that's actually where I want to go with this interview. I really want to use this as a way for you to promote each and everything you got going on. But before I do that, I want to introduce my co-host, Jordan Garber. He wants to say hello to you. Jordan?
Absolutely. Mr.
Hey, Jordan.
Gallows, Jordan Garber. Yes, I am here. How's it going, Luke?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I'm actually a referee and a fellow wrestling journalist as well. And you know what? Big fan of your work throughout the years. Thanks for just giving this business so much. My question for you, kind of to get into kind of a heavy question to kick things off, was like when you left the WWE, when that happened, what did AJ say to you? Like he's one of your best friends and, you know, it was a really great run. What did he say at the end of things?
He said he was sorry, which he didn't have to say, and I wasn't looking for an apology from him. But it's been well documented, and AJ said it himself over on his streaming service that he felt responsible for us staying because in September of 2019 we were looking to leave, and WWE kept piling on more money, and that wasn't the ultimate reason we stayed. We stayed to be there and to roll with our buddy, to roll with AJ. So I think he kind of felt partially responsible because he felt like he talked us into signing those deals. And then, you know, we ended up getting released when the pandemic hit. But I hold no blame to him for that. He couldn't see the future. It was a friend doing what he thought was, you know, best for his friends. Yeah. And trying to convince us to stay. And we ended up staying. But nobody forced us to do anything. At the end of the day, we made that decision right or wrong. So, you know, there's no hard feelings there at all. AJ called me, 20 minutes after it was online, and we talked, and I told him what I'm telling you guys right now. I don't fault anybody for anything that ever did my career. You know, at the end of the day, you got to look yourself in the mirror, and this has turned into nothing but a huge positive. I'm a positive guy. The call came. I hung up the phone. I booked Carl and I overseas, and then I started planning the Top Chopper Mania pay-per-views. You can't look in the rearview mirror. You got to keep stepping forward, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Now, in terms of talking Chopper Mania, could you elaborate on that? How did that idea formulate, and where did that all come from? You don't mind talking about that.
Well, I love the stuff that the Hardys did at their place when they did the first real cinematic match, and then, you know, we're in the co-main event of WrestleMania with AJ doing that Boneyard match with the Undertaker, a big cinematic match that had a buzz, and our podcast was so hot, it has gotten so hot that I just figured that if we didn't spoof that, we were missing a big opportunity. And I also thought during a pandemic and with all the serious, crazy stuff going on in our world right now, that people could use an outlet, especially wrestling fans, to something that wasn't so serious. So you can watch as a fan, You can laugh along with us. It's not done out of disrespect to anybody. It's with a big wink to everybody. Watch it, enjoy it, have fun with it. It is TVMA. There's a lot of curse words and innuendo in there, but that's all meant to make you laugh as well. So I don't recommend having the little kids watch it with you. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big 90-minute parody with all kinds of cool cameos and special appearances and people from all through the wrestling world who are doing what you normally wouldn't see them do on serious wrestling television. So, you know, watch along with it, have a smile, and then get ready for the main event of the evening, Sex Ferguson versus Chad Too Bad in the Boner Yard match.
That's wild. That's why I'm sorry. That's funny. That's absolutely funny. I can't believe I wasn't expecting you to say this. Now I forgot my next question. Okay. Okay.
If everybody likes it as much as you do when they watch it, we have a gem on our hands.
All right. Now, ultimately, what was the why was Impact the destination where you and Carl landed? Why did you guys land there versus any other promotion?
The biggest reason that Impact seemed like a great fit for us and a good home for us was, Carl and I both have a long history with Scott D'Amore. Scott's known Carl since he was training in Ohio with Roger Ruffin. Scott helped me when I was leaving TNA years ago into New Japan, put me in contact with those people, putting together a very nice deal for me at the time. He's always been a business associate, but also a friend to both. And what they put together a very nice offer that had a limited schedule, great time, but the most attractive thing about it was the fact that the people at Impact are fully on board with co-promoting our brand. And we want to promote their brand, and they're on board to promote ours. So, you know, they promote the Talking Shop podcast, as you saw Tuesday. They're helping us promote our Talking Shop pay-per-view, our Talking Shop beer that we're coming out with. All of this stuff that we have in the work has kind of it's been really nice to be on board with somebody who wants to help you with your outside projects. Where, you know, when guys are in WWE because of the business model, the way that it is there, there's not a lot of room for that kind of promotion, and especially to do it on their television show. That was a really big deal for me, and that was them really excited to Olive Branch, and we just felt like that was the right fit and the right way to go.
Awesome. That makes sense, you know. Especially if they pouring into you, you're definitely pouring to them. So that definitely makes sense. How has the wrestling business changed since you first broke into it years ago? How has it changed for you? If you can expound upon that.
Man, that's a big question. You know, I started 18 years ago, so it was 2002. The landscape was a lot different, and things changed over my career, and just, you know, I feel like it almost happened in sections. You had the dawn of social media. I was lucky enough to be in Japan when the Bullet Club thing kind of took off and became something outside of WWE on another continent, really, that blew up to, further than the expectations we even had for it. And I think in turn with that and the rise of independent wrestling in America and in the UK, you saw the business change a lot, where you saw a lot of guys who might not have had an opportunity on American television become the stars of American television. So you really saw the business change in a lot of ways, you know, with really those two things, and with people having a new voice and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think you got to stay ahead of the curve, and you have to evolve, and you can't be too stuck in your ways or too close-minded, because, wrestling's it's evolving all the time. So as long as you can keep up with that, then I think you're doing something good. And I think that's why another reason we wanted to put out Talking Shop of Mania, because it's just a different brand of wrestling entertainment. This is the lighthearted version, and it's it's supposed to be fun. It's meant to be fun. And I think ultimately the people who watch it will have a great time.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I saw the trailer for it. I don't know where I saw it for it, saw it at, but I was very hooked once I saw the trailer. I thought it was funny. I believe I saw a few different people on there that I didn't see, that I didn't think were going to be on there. Is Enzo Amore on there, if I'm not mistaken?
There's a cameo. Yeah. A cameo from Enzo. Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people like that who you wouldn't necessarily expect to show up that are there. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun making that here on my property in Georgia. It airs August the 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern on all your American and Canadian pay-per-view outlets. If you don't have access to that, it will be on iPay-Per-View via the Fight app. Fight TV will be carrying the show as well. It's only $14.95. But you can bet on us for $15, and I think you'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. That's not a bad price. Just two more questions because I want to honor our commitment. I want to bring in another one of our co-hosts, the Southwest Texan. He has a quick question for you, and then I'll have one more question, and then we'll let you go for the day.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's going on, Luke? The Southwest Texan Day-Day Crew. Nice to meet you, bud.
What's up, brother?
Not too much. I wanted to ask you, I read the other day stores, is WWE try to reach you and Carl with a smaller deal after they let you guys go in April. Now, was it just you guys that they reached out to, or was it all the wrestlers that they let go on the in April on that Black Wednesday?
There was never a financial offer. We had got text messages from some people in the office there kind of checking on us. It was polite of them, and we responded saying we had no interest in coming back or making a return. I know that there was some talent that they reached out to as well, as far as actual concrete deals and monetary offers and stuff like that. I'm not really at liberty to speak for any of my friends that have confided that stuff, but we made it clear early on that we were very happy to be out of the company and that we would be moving on. So it never got any further. I don't know if it was their intention to make a financial offer, but it never got that far. It was a hard no for us, and then, it was just polite small talk after that, how you doing, how you been kind of stuff.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's what I've read, and I just wanted to ask that question. And another thing is I hear you're close with one of my good friends, DVA, Malcolm Monroe.
Who's that?
Malcolm Monroe from the Midwest, from XICW.
Monster Monroe?
Malcolm Monroe.
Maybe I know him by a different name. I'm not sure he's about
it. Oh, okay, yeah. Alright, well, yeah, that was my question. I appreciate you for letting me ask that question. I appreciate it.
No problem, brother, good talking to you.
Thank you, Luke, for asking the questions, answering the questions from my co-host and myself. The last question is this. When it's all said and done with your career, and this was probably a cliche question, but I guess I'm going to ask it. When it's all said and done for your career, what type of legacy do you want to leave behind for people that may come across you or come across your career in some way, shape, form, or fashion? What do you want your legacy to be known as?
Well, I just, good at that. I hope that I was able to entertain you. And I am the original good brother. Everybody uses that phrase all across the business now to kind of talk about how people are and things like that. So be a good brother to everybody. Be a good sister. Everything will be okay. So that's about it for me, really.
awesome. Well, I wish we would have had next time. Hopefully we can have a longer time to talk, but I'm very blessed that you came on for the time you did come on. I want to say thank you for coming on, and hopefully you can come back on again.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. I'll throw a couple of quick plugs out there.
Our podcast, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Talking Shop, wherever you listen to podcasts, rate, like, subscribe. Talking Shop-a-Mania on pay-per-view August the 1st, 9 p.m., $14.95. Also available on iPay-Per-View via the Fight TV app. Go to gallowsandanderson.com for our merchandise, shopimpact.com for our new TV stuff, and all my Sex Ferguson stuff available on collarandelbowbrand.com, promo code HOOTS.
Ooh, man, you got a lot of stuff going on, man. You got...
Always, brother.
All right. Thank you so much, and then we'll talk to you again, hopefully. All right, and I'm definitely going to check your podcast out continuously, and I'm going to definitely get that pay-per-view, all right?
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right, there you have it, Mr. Luke Gallows. What more can you say about that interview and about him coming on to this show? Definitely want to thank him for being a part of the show, because he, quite frankly, he didn't have to be a part of it, but he decided to come on the show. So we want to thank Luke Gallows from Impact Wrestling for coming on to this show. And definitely check out that pay-per-view, Talking Shop Mania. If I can say my words right, Talking Shop Mania. Check that out. August 1st, he said. Also check out the Talking Shop podcast, which is a good podcast. I had a chance to listen to one of the episodes, and I found it to be very, very entertaining. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hit you with some Sasha Banks, who I think is one of the best of all time. And we're going to talk about Sasha Banks, MVP, maybe some Booker T, and more next on Open. All right, guess what, everybody? We are back. We are live. This is Russell talking to Diva Martez. Thank you for listening wherever you decided to listen at. You could be listening on blogtalkradio.com, or you could be listening on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube. Thank you for listening. In case you missed it, we just had an interview with Luke Gallows, Impact Wrestling. Luke Gallows, such a good interview that we just had, if I can get my words together. in this life, you got to believe in yourself, and you definitely got to believe in your product. You got to believe in who you are, and I have the most confidence in this radio platform, to the point to where if we reach out to a certain person, I believe they will come on this show, and that's been happening lately, mainly because we're utilizing faith. You know, it's because of faith that we're able to get guys like Luke Gallows, Bill Alfonso, Jimmy Corderas, Ricky Morton, Camille, Nick Aldis, people like that. So I'm very, 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 very thankful that we have that thing called faith. But this is a wrestling show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some things that I'm happy about. And one of the things that I am happy about is Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha Banks and Bayley are two of the most entertaining, two of the most must-see acts that's on wrestling today. You know, it's because of Sasha, it's because of Bayley that the WWE Women's Division is even relevant at this point. And this is no disrespect to all the other female competitors, but Sasha Banks and Bayley have literally stole that division and ran with it. They have stole that women's division and ran with it. And I believe if Sasha and Bayley did not run with that division would be lost. I said this a few months back that I had a feeling that if the WWE didn't do something with their women's division, then I felt that the women's division in WWE would be extinct. I felt that the women's division in WWE would be a doormat, would go back to the way it was in the 90s and things of that nature, early 2000s. I felt like that a few months ago until Sasha and Bayley stepped up their game. They stepped up their game, and they saved the women's division. They saved the women's division so much to now we're hearing about chatter that WWE may do another Women's Evolution pay-per-view again, which I thought they should have done last year. Obviously, they didn't do that, but I thought they should have done it last year, and I feel like this is something that they should be doing each and every year, but there's been talk that they're going to do the Evolution thing again, and I think it's in tribute to Sasha and Bayley. Say what you want about Bayley, say what you want about Sasha, but you can't say that they're not entertaining. I think Bayley, she has done a tremendous and outstanding job as a heel. If she gets on your nerves right now, she's doing her job. If Bayley is annoying you, she's doing her job. And Bayley is eating that up. Bayley is recognizing that the things that she's doing as a heel is annoying people. And she is eating that up, and she is taking it up a notch each and every time that we see her on television. And Sasha Banks is doing the same thing. She's doing it differently, but she's doing the same thing. She's rubbing it in your face that she's the legit boss. She's rubbing it in your face that she's the blueprint. She's rubbing it in your face that she's miss all that in the bag of chips. They are doing what heels are supposed to do, and heels are supposed to get up on your skin. Heels are supposed to make you mad. Heels are supposed to annoy you, and Sasha and Bayley are doing a heck of a job annoying those that don't seem to be behind them. But I come back here to tell you this. I am a 100% supporter of the Boss and Hub connection, the golden role models, whatever you want to call it. I am a big super fan of those two females, and I hope that Sasha really legitimately wins that Raw Women's Championship this Monday night coming up on Raw. Obviously, I didn't like that finish at Extreme Rules. I didn't like the way she won the title at Extreme Rules, so I'm glad that WWE has decided to do this match over. So I 100% look forward to that, and I'm rooting for my girl Sasha Banks because that's my girl. Next thing that I'm happy about is MVP, who's really been the MVP of the WWE. The job that MVP has done has been second to none. MVP has been given the opportunity, and he has ran with it. MVP has been doing incredible things, and MVP is one of the reasons why I tune into Monday Night Raw each and every week. And what MVP is doing right now, basically keeping the career of Bobby Lashley alive, is absolutely sensational. And the fact that they are working on a new faction is a brilliant idea. Adding Shelton Benjamin whoever thought about that, they are absolutely genius for thinking about that. We got three veteran professional wrestlers. I almost said another word, but I really don't want to have to say the B word. I don't want to have to mention that they're black. I want to just mention that they are wrestlers. but I'm happy that they have decided to go in the direction that they are going in with these three gentlemen. And I hope, I'm only hope that they add a few more members. I would like to see Cedric Alexander in there. I would like to see even the Street Profits join them. You know, I just think they need a couple more people to make that group a little bit more formidable. But back to MVP. You know, MVP, he was dynamite when he was with WWE before. He was dynamite when he went to Impact Wrestling. He's always been a great talker. He's always been entertaining. He's always been big time. He's always been must-see TV. And I'm going to go on record tonight and say that this has been the best that MVP has been since I've had a chance to watch MVP. From what I know, MVP originally came back to WWE just to be a jobber for a few episodes. I think he was only slated to be there for a few different television shows. But now he's actually a prominent part of Raw. And this is what I tell people. When you get an opportunity, you need to run with it. Opportunities do not knock on your door all the time. Opportunities do not ring your doorbell all the time. So when you get an opportunity that's delivered to you, you have to make the best of the opportunity. You have to make the most of the opportunity. You have to maximize on the opportunity, and that's what MVP has done. MVP has maximized on this opportunity, on this gift that was given to him by the WWE. So I am happy that MVP is in the spot that he's in, and I'm happy that he's taking it up a notch, and he's one of the most must-see people to see on WWE television today. The third and final thing that I'm happy about tonight is something that I thought was dead, but is not. You know, at one point, many of us thought that Impact Wrestling was dead. Sorry to shift for a minute. Let me take a commercial break, and we'll talk more about this in a moment.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs. So, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
we're back. I had to take an unplanned commercial break. Because there's a lot of things going on in my background, and I had to go to a quick commercial. I didn't want you to hear what was going on in the background, but that's the beauty of having the power to go straight to a commercial. All right, everybody, you know what you're listening to. You're listening to Wrestle Talking to D. Maybe this is your favorite wrestling podcast. Maybe this isn't your favorite wrestling podcast, but it is a podcast, and we're going to keep talking about wrestling. I got one more final thing before I let you go tonight that I'm happy about. I'm very happy for something that I thought was dead, but it's not. You know, at one point I thought Impact Wrestling was dead, okay? I even said this last year on Wrestle Talking to me with Dominic when he was on the show with me. I thought Impact Wrestling was dead. I was talking a lot of trash about Impact Wrestling. But clearly, Impact Wrestling is not dead. Impact Wrestling has actually rose from the dead, if you will, i.e. Jesus Christ. Look him up. He's in the Bible. But Impact Wrestling, man, Impact Wrestling is like a cat with nine lives. They just won't die. You know, honestly, in my lifetime, I saw Impact Wrestling die at least about seven different times. But they keep on clawing back. There's something about Impact Wrestling where they keep on fighting back, and they always some kind of way get back in the mix with the addition of Gallows, who was just on the show, Carl Anderson, EC3, who's doing a heck of a job with those promos he's been doing, Heath Slater, who I think they ought to push him to main event status if they get a chance to, which they should have a chance. They have the players. They have the weapons. They have the personnel. You have the personnel to go toe-to-toe with WWE, to go toe-to-toe with AEW. They have the personnel now. But I got to give Impact Wrestling some love and some respect because they don't quit. Like our boy John Cena once said, never give up. They don't give up. They keep fighting back, and now Impact Wrestling is one of the top promotions in all of professional wrestling, and they are a must watch for sure. They just are. And looking at Impact Wrestling and the fact that they are so resilient, you could actually try to adopt that in your life. Whether you're going with what you're going through in your life, you can adopt that way of thinking and that way of living. Never give up. Even when things look bad in your life, even when trials and tribulations come up against you, or even when it don't seem like you're winning, even it don't seem like you're having a lot of success, if you stay the course, if you continue to believe in yourself, if you keep the faith, you will eventually climb up out of that hole that you're in. And that's exactly what Impact Wrestling has done, and that's what it is doing. And I think this is a good time for professional wrestling. Another bright spot that I saw last night, and I'm just going to touch on this for a half second because I got to get out of here. We got some more shows coming up tonight. Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston showed up on AEW last night. He always does phenomenal promos. He always hits you with good, great promos, and he didn't disappoint last night. That was a big surprise to see Eddie Kingston, who took on Cody Rhodes for the TNT Championship. He obviously lost obviously lost in that matchup against Cody Rhodes, but it was nice to see. It was nice to see my man Eddie Kingston on AEW last night. All right, I got to get out of here, folks. I want to say thank you for listening to Wrestle Talking to D. We got two shows coming up tonight, one at 6:30, which is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast with Southwest Texan and my man Greg the Mark. And then at 8 o'clock, we got the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost. Two great shows, two great listens. Stay with us. This is Wrestle Talking to D. God bless everybody. Have a good night.